Song of Solomon, and tonight we venture into chapter 2, hallelujah, and I thank the Lord we know that this is us, and I thank God that the bride knows, the wife knows who she is to the bridegroom, because that's all that matters is what we are to Jesus. Amen? Come on. Or is something else more pressing in your life that you matter to? You matter to him. As a matter of fact, you matter everything to him. And I thank God. You go ahead and keep your finger there because we're going to be quickened. We've got to go over to Ephesians then. In Ephesians 3. And this is what the wife knows. This is what, by the grace of God, we know this. And we know the depth of it. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. This is it. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Amen. This is to know Jesus Christ, your bridegroom. This is to know Jesus Christ, your husband. This is to have the fellowship, praise the Lord, with your husband, Jesus, and praise God, the body, hallelujah, of the bridegroom. Now, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That means settle down in marriage. That's exactly what that means. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. See, when you're in love and you're married, and that's the first love. Everything else is secondary. That's it. And that's more so with Christ and what we've been called to. That we would just dwell, that Christ would dwell in our hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend this in love and share it with all saints. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? And to know the love of Christ. And did you notice it said all saints? It didn't say the saints that you want to love or the saints that you want to get along with. If you're a bridal saint, you're going to want to share this with every single saint. You can't help it. You can't. But if you're not a bridal saint, you will fight against this. And you'll be hardened. And you won't have perfect love. And you can go through a lot of motions, and you can be really nice to the people you want to love. And you can do a lot of things for the people you want to love. But what do you do, and how do you respond to the people that you don't want to love? Saints, we're here to win. We are here to win. This isn't just going through motions, and you're not fooling God. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the Church of Philadelphia. Listen to these messages. God help us. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of love, of the love of God. That's who God is. He's love. That you would be filled with all the fullness of the love of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church. This is what it's about. It's the glory in the church. It's salvation with eternal glory. This is that outcalling, praise his name. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let it be alive in you. Let it be alive. And this Song of Solomon, let it be your song. And let it be the song. And if it's your song, it'll sing in you. And you'll be going through this life in love. In love with Jesus. Jesus in love with you. It's different. It's more. It's joy. It's strength. It's jointly ruling and reigning now. It's occupying, glorified together with him right now. This gives him full glory when you believe the word of God. This brings the glory to the Father. Praise God, when you occupy as the readied wife of the Lamb of God. What an opportunity. It's just so glorious. And you know this. That's the beautiful thing. You know this. Saints, we know who we are in Christ. We know what Christ in you, the hope of glory, is all about. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is all about his good pleasure. He's God, he's going to have ecstasy. He's God, he's going to have his wife. He's God, praise the Lord. And that glory is all about his pleasure. It's the reason for everything. It's the wife for the Lamb. It is not good for man to live alone. Son, you created all of this. I'm resting. Praise God, you're going to have your wife. You will have her. This age in all creation was established for one thing, and that's the Son's inheritance. The joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, the pearl of great price, the meaning of the kingdom is the wife for the Lamb of God. She's everything. You're everything. Thank the Lord. The value that we are to him. We are the very inheritance of God. This is it. The pearl of great price that he sold all to have. The dowry, praise God, that he paid for his wife, his blood. Oh, it's glorious. I'm seeing it more and more. Thank you, Jesus. Christ in her is the hope of glory. She'll descend from heaven having the glory of God. The glory in her is the light of the city. All will know that he has loved her. And he will have them come before her and bow and worship at her feet. It's wonderful. This is all ordered for that. That's you and me. That's you and me. And that's the beauty of where we're at. And where we're at on this camel train. We're almost home. We're almost into those arms of the bridegroom. And he's caused us to know it. I'm thankful what I knew when I started out, but oh, what I know now. Oh, I'm more in love with him than I've ever been. I'm more excited about Jesus and wanting to see him more than I've ever been. He is more than wonderful. I see Sister McGuire over there about ready to blow up. Oh, he's marvelous. Now, he has made it known to us. He's given us the faith to believe it and to live as the overcomers. To live as overcomers. I'm still here. I'm still here hearing this message. He's made us full overcomers to possess it. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. It's impossible to possess that without giving the more earnest heed to the things which you have heard, lest at any time you let that slip. No other way. This is it. It's the mother load of all mother loads, and there isn't any other mother load. But this is the mother load of riches, of the glory. Here we are, battered, torn, worn, good soldiers. We're okay. We're happy in Jesus. We're happy, happy, happy in Jesus. Oh, how wonderful to be at this time, brothers and sisters, and to be at this time with you. But that's who we are. That's what he's done. This is this Shulamite that we're rejoicing. We know that this is us. He was writing this for us. He was writing this in us. And he was writing us in it. Praise God. See, you know who you are to Christ. You know who you are to Christ. You know who you are in Christ. And I'll tell you what. And if you know that, who you are to him and who you are in him, you'll fall madly in love with Christ. Amen. You will. Amen. He will cause you to will and do of his good pleasure. You'll even look strange to yourself. You'll be like that wild man, John the Baptist, coming down out of the hills eating locusts. Just look at him. He'll take care of the rest. Amen? Amen. Now, here's who she knows she is. Let's get back into the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Here's who she knows who she is. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. You sure look good. I know you're sitting there, and I don't want to hear it, how that could be me. That's who you are. That's who you are. Now, isn't that beautiful? I am. Because of the I am in me, I am. Because of the I am in me, I am everything to him. He cannot deny himself. It is too much, but we can handle it. He's increased the wineskin. He's pouring it in. You get it, and you're thankful, and you're happy. And you do. It's like I say, this faith surprises me. Grace should always surprise you. Sure, he tells you, but he's the same. I know. I thank God. He's surprised too, even though he knows. How could it be? Because he's Jesus. Now, she speaks just as he does. She does. Our conversation is in him. Speaking truth in love, that's him. We grow up into him in all things. So here we grow up, and that's our speech. That's our conversation. We speak, praise the Lord, as the I am. Christ in her knows who she is. Praise God. We know who we are. We know this is our song. And brothers and sisters, really note this. To have and to grow in bridal fellowship. To have bridal fellowship and to grow in it. You must know what grace has made you to him. You must know what grace has made you. What can't grace make you? Come on. Grace is, and you have all grace. You have all of him to make and create and to bring forth and to perform and accomplish what he said would be accomplished. That grace, praise God, will do it. It's greater. It's just greater. It's greater than even my heart. It is. Amen. His elect is just that. It's the best of its kind. It's his choice. It's his selection. Whom he foreknew. You can try to get away from it, Gilead, but it ain't going to happen. Samson, you can do all those things. People can mock you. The enemy can completely defeat you and have a parade over you and all of that, but I've chosen you. And there's no other place you're going to be written but Hebrews 11 in the worthies of faith. And you're going to have a seat in one of them 24 thrones round about my throne, round about the bride. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Lord didn't change his ways. He's assured us his ways are the same. Amen. He's not doing anything on the fly, saints. He's not. This is something that he, praise God, forever, 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 forever. It was always there. The word, forever. You, before him, before the foundation of the world, in love, in Christ. It wasn't going to be any other way. And here we are. And I'm so thankful to God. And yes, it still surprises me. But I know it. And I see it more than anything. And I believe it more than anything. And by the grace of God, as we go on in it, we gain. We gain in it. It doesn't ever flatline. There's nothing like it. And you know it. So brothers and sisters, thanks be to God. We know what grace has made you. And here's what it is. I am the rose of Sharon. Sharon is a plain. It's one of the most, if not the most remarkable, fertile, lush, harvestable plain there is over in that area. But she is the rose of it. She's the rose of it. She is the best of its kind. She's the elect. She knows his love for her exceeds all the other women. She is the choice one of her mother. She is the rose of the most beautiful place. There's so much beauty in that place, but she's the rose of it. Come on. And a rose is unlike any other flower in its meaning, isn't it? It signifies the heart. It's the depth of romantic love in a heart. That's what that flower always has represented. You know what it means when you get a dozen roses. I'll say it like this, Hagen. Somebody starts giving her a dozen roses, they're in trouble. With her first and then you. That's right. But it's the truth. We know what this means. We know exactly what it is. But she's the rose of all roses. That place is fertile. She's the rose of all roses. There isn't any other rose he's looking at. Esther? Huh? Ruth? There was no other one in that field that old Boaz was eyeing. Who's that? Who's in my field? Man, there's lots of people in your field here. What do you mean who's? Oh, her. Oh. Yeah, you keep her right there. You keep her real happy. She's not even going to have to pick anything. It's already done. She just gets it. Isn't that something? That's how much grace he's given you. He just gave it to you. The mercy's just flowing and flooding in your life. Praise the Lord. He brought you in, brought me in, didn't know anything about it, but here it is, honey. I know you'd take it all, and here's what we're going to do. Now, this is all because he saw us in love in him. Beginning. Now, here comes more of the double portion. Not only is she the rose, I'm the lily. Now, we know why. Nothing can compare to its beauty. Not even Solomon. Let's go over and read that. We talk about it all the time. Matthew 6. Solomon could not even be arrayed as the beauty of the lily. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 28. It says, and why take ye thought for raiment? Huh? Why would I want anything else but him? Why would I want anything else but his grace to be magnified in my life? Amen? So why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. That's just tremendous. It's so simple, it's so pure. But even further, that lily, what we're reading there, is the ultimate of God's glory. Grace, his grace. The ultimate of God's glory is his grace. Because the lily doesn't toil to be beautiful or wonderful or arrayed with splendor. It's all just and who she is. Brothers and sisters, you got the DNA. You just got it. It's all there. Praise God. It grows up complete because of the life and the seed that is in it. Esther was the chosen before she ever even entered in there. Esther was it. No one ever had a chance. It was always her. She was set apart. God divinely brought her to the appointment. You've been set apart. Come on now. Called, chosen, justified, sanctified, and glorified. When do you think all that happened? In him. This is just the manifestation of what he already before ordained. And we have this privilege, greater things than you shall do. See, we have to live by the faith of the Son of God. We can't attain this without living by his faith. We have to take his faith. And his faith wrote all this. This is his life. He's the Word. Only he can, and his faith can believe this Word. That's why I need his life. That's why you need his life. That's why you have his life. That's why your life, his life that's in you, lives only one way. By the faith of the Son of God. It never lived by the faith of the Son of God until you accepted Christ Jesus as Savior. It never did. You are dead, just like I was dead in my trespasses and sin. Every one of us. All through the blood. Praise God. And in that moment, born again, born in him, in Christ. Now you're talking Alpha Omega. Oh, thank you, God. Now, this is a sweet hallelujah to us, isn't it? God help us to truly settle down, believe in the beauty and the simplicity of the seed that remains in us. Amen. Yeah, the Lord made it so sweetly so, even naturally speaking. I can't go changing my DNA to be something different. I could look like something different. I could change in clothes. I can do surgeries. I can do lots of different things on this body. But I'll never change this DNA. I'll always be what I'm going to be. I could bark like a dog. I could smell like a dog. I could do lots of things. I could do everything like a dog. But I ain't ever going to be a dog. It's never going to happen. You born again? You'll never be anything but a son of God. Nothing. Nothing but. You'll never be nothing but fully holy, fully righteous, fully free, fully forgiven. You'll never change that fact. You'll never change it. Because you can never be separated from that love that did it. It's marvelous. Now, we know that in that seed, he tells us that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He tells us and assures us that we have been made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you are fully righteous. And you are holy. The Lord wouldn't tell you to be something that you couldn't be. And what does he tell you? Be holy. Just go be holy, would you? Well, how do I be holy? Well, just be. I give you my life. Just go be holy. And you know what that means. That means to know him. You grow up in him. Oh my. The power, the strength, the might, The beauty, the humility, the humbleness, all those different, everything floods and that life is magnified. Brothers and sisters were sinless in that life, in that seed, were Lord of all. And the Word of God says, just feed it, water it, let it merely grow up completely into Him in all things. Amen? Unto that perfect, complete man. Once again, all by grace. Once again, nothing but mercy. It's all Him. The Word of God tells us that we are His workmanship. We're His good pleasure. The clay that only the Master can form. And not just a lily. You're the lily of the valleys. Now that, to me, strikes very deep. I'm the lily of the depth. I'm the lily of the deepest mercy. I got you beat. And you'll tell me, oh no, brother, you got me beat. The deepest mercy, the depth of grace. The less of the least. The place that it could never be found, but it is. The place He reached down so far beyond to have. I'm glad I know that's me. I know He had to come way, way down. Now, here comes the back and forth. Don't you love the glory between the lovers? I do. I thought we were already going to be through this study. Till Jesus come. Verse 2. As the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Do you like Him when He calls you love? Huh, fellas? Too much? Oh, bring it on. I love that I have my husband Jesus. My wife Polly loves that I have my husband Jesus. Brothers, I'll tell you, and you know this, the only man there is the man of God. And oh my, what we've been called to in Him. But this, praise His name, is the lily of the depth of the depth of the depth. And He comes back and says to her, now wait a second, as the lily is among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Now, the lily among thorns is my love. And that's again how He refers to us, is my love is among the daughters. He's not comparing the lily to the world. This isn't, this lily is the most beautiful lily in the world. This is the lily to the daughters. But they, those daughters, are like thorns compared to you. He's coming full bore. Do you really find me beautiful, Lord? Quit asking that. He's just, it's done. It's completed. You're it. You are it. You are beyond in beauty to Him. The daughters were beautiful. They were virgins. And yet they're like thorns when they're compared to you. That's what a pearl of great price is. That's what the rose of all roses is to Him. And isn't that glorious? We can believe to have that place for Him. And when you take that, the heart of the husband trusts in you. That's the virtuous woman. There's only one place virtue comes from, it's Him. Remember who touched me? Virtue came out of me? Well, let me tell you something. You believe this, you're touching Him all over, and virtue's just pouring out of Jesus. Pouring out of Him. That was that woman at His feet. Don't you touch her. She's bringing something out of me. He needs this. He needs this. He made everything to have this. Everything. The Father knew that this was what he needed. The Father knew you need a wife out from among the family of God. The Spirit, that servant, was willing to go get us. Right? And remember, that servant says, well, what if I don't find her? What if, you'll find her. You just go. That Father knows. That appointment's made. You just journey out there. I've brought the well. I'm bringing her out. And she's going to take it. And then you're going to come back because she's going to go. Now, the daughters were beautiful, but they were thorns compared to her. Now, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, do you see the beauty that this gospel makes you to him? This is what was given for us. Paul said, this was given to me for you. This dispensation, this knowledge of, again, what he has done, this whole age that we're in, this precious covenant, this new covenant that we have, the covenant of all grace. I'm going to go and prepare a place. I'm going to bring you to that place. We're going to hear on Sunday, I'm going to tell you, that type and shadow, those brothers taking that communion there with him, that wine, that cup, they had no idea. They had no idea what was being written for us in that moment.
Amen.
Now, how in love is he with you? Huh? Completely. Completely. And he's going to care for you all the way through for you to win this. Because he said, I will perform the good work which I've begun in you. This is all on him. All on him. All on him to do it. Thank you, Lord. And he gives you the faith to believe that it's all on him. And don't want to do anything, Lily, because you can't. Don't try to jump off of that whirling wheel piece of clay because you can't. You can't even move. He's already apprehended you. Now grow in that thanksgiving that you can apprehend him. Now, she's so content with that. Let's read verse 3. This is how content she is. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Oh, that's good stuff, isn't it? I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. It's just another way to say it, and it truly is. It just grew, and it will grow all the way through this, just like our journey with him. This is us, and he's showing us this growth, and we're thanking him of all these things. I'm having flashbacks. Oh, Lord, you did this for me. I knew this way back in. And thank God you did it. You took the reins of my heart, and you settled me down. I had to put them blinders on that I wasn't going to be distracted as we're going along here. This is a war. Oh, it's a war. But it's the glory war. Because I'm going to my bridegroom. Things are going off everywhere. Everybody's trying to distract me to go over here, to go over there. Oh, no, I'm just taking a little ride. Taking a little ride. Now, so she's content with this. It's all she needs. She merely comes in and sits down under his shade, under his wing. The apple tree of the forest, it says it's her delight. Isn't that wonderful? We're here tonight because he gave us this desire to sit right there. Just to sit there and thank you, God, Brother Hill. I can just hear him say that. I heard so sweetly Lydia's testimony. I always remember that. Came in there, wondered what she was going to do and all. You just sit down and listen. And she learned to sit under that tree. Just like we do. We're just all sitting there. We're at the back of the flock, but we're right next to the shepherd. That's all right. That's all right. That's where you want to be. Under his wing, the apple tree of the forest, she knows, and it's her delight, her desire, it's her pleasant thing, and he protects and feeds her, and she loves it. And when we're so still in that place, what happens is we're transcended into verse 4. See, brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord for this. We're sitting under the apple tree, but when you feast upon that apple tree, when you feast upon Paul's gospel, you're transcended. And here's where you're transcended to. He brought me into the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Now, she was just sitting under a tree, and now she's somewhere else. You just came in to sit here tonight, and we're somewhere else. And it's always the somewhere else where he wants you to be is the banqueting house. It's the wedding house. He's always about the best. He's always about the intensity of the intimacy of the spouse. And this is exactly where he's going to bring you as you feast upon him in that delight under the fruit and that taste that becomes your desire. He brings you, he transcends you right into the banqueting house, the marriage house, which truly translates, and I so thank God, it's the house of wine. It's the house of joy. It's the house of the Spirit. It's love shed abroad. It's speaks of the intoxication of love. Pretty soon, like in two verses, she's just going to cry, I'm lovesick. I'm so lovesick. And you're going to understand why she is in that verse. It's because of the Spirit and truth. You're lovesick because of truth and love, because of the Spirit, because of the Holy Ghost taking you on that camel train and continuing to minister to us as we've been sitting there all this time, and it only gains in glory and in joy and in thanksgiving. And it just becomes more real and more apparent all the time because you're getting closer. Because you're getting closer. As you go on with the Spirit in this gospel, you'll become closer and closer to that finish line. You become nearer and nearer. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. It's not just a time thing. Oh no. This is a faith thing. Talk to Enoch. It was a faith thing. Talk to Elijah. It was a faith thing. Talk to every one of them that ended up in Hebrews 11. It's a faith thing. Faith. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Believe this, saints. Believe it with all your heart, soul, and mind. Invest everything in this. This is it. You are tapping in to the hallmark of glory. Glory with him. Now, she's in that wedding house. And that banqueting house, he leads you in. Got to be him. Nobody else going to take you there. Only Jesus, your bridegroom. Only by hearing him say, my love. Servants don't go into this house. See, most Christians, they want to hear, oh, my servant, my servant, my servant. You want to hear my love. The lover goes in here. The lover has this place. The lover's in the midst of the throne with him. The lover is the lover of that grace that he's given that grace to, and she knows it. And see, this banqueting house, this place of the banquet of the wedding, this marriage house, was specifically mentioned for Esther, the queen. It's specifically mentioned in Revelation, the marriage supper for the bride. But see, brothers and sisters, you have to go there now in faith, calling those things which be not as though they were. I'm there with you right now, saints. Right now. Right now. What's time to God? The Father knows. The Father knows. The one thing I know is that grace met us at the well. We have feasted on this. We mounted up on that camel train. We said, Lord, I'll go. It connected with us. It connected with you. Didn't with everybody else. We'll read about these daughters of Jerusalem. They were around it, all these different things, but it never connected with them. They never got it. And it was evident at the end when it finally got to the cut to the chase, it was, there's other loves. I've kind of went through these motions and different things and all of that, but I can't go that far. Oh, God. God help us. We could never go far enough. And finally, how beautiful. He brought me into the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. I will make known to all that I have loved thee. I long for that day. I long for that day that'll never end to hear him say that to me. I know that others will hear it, but it's for me. I want to audibly hear him. I want to see his lips tell me, I have loved thee. I adore thee. I've waited for you. I have longed. I have longed for you to have a body like unto my own, to touch me, to enjoy me. Oh, whoa. Yes, 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 Lord. Let's stand up and praise the Lord. Let's worship him. Yea, nehi, hashada. Glory to you, Jesus.